I'm Katie Clark. This is The World. The Royal Spanish Academy has spoken. From now on, there will be only 27 letters in the Spanish alphabet, not 29. Why? Because the Royal Spanish Academy said so. But that's not sitting well with some of the world's 450 million Spanish speakers. They like the alphabet just the way it is, including the separate marquee status for CH and LL that the Academy wants to do away with. Ilan Stavins is professor of Latin American and Latino culture at Amherst College. And just to make clear to our listeners which letters and sounds we're talking about, can you give us some examples of CH words and the double L words?
Sure. CH words include the chicharrón, which is a Mexican word, or chunga, a Peruvian word. And double L, meaning elle, words include lluvia, rain, or llave, key. And those two letters are the ones that are going to be eliminated from the Spanish alphabet. That doesn't mean that the sounds would disappear. It just means that rather than having in a dictionary words like lluvia and chicharrón listed under the CH or the double L, they will now appear under the letter L or the C.
So, I mean, that seems like it's simplifying things a little bit. I mean, has the Royal Spanish Academy been upfront about why it wants to drop the CH and double L?
I think that they have stated that their mission is indeed to simplify it. But as you know, language and the delicious aspects of it are about complication.
Well, you are quoted in today's New York Times as saying that this whole episode is a relic of colonial times. And Latin Americans, we have to wait for Spain to say how we speak. Is that what's really irking some Spanish speakers about this?
Absolutely. This is an academy, the Royal Academy of the Spanish Language, that is almost 300 years old. It is based in Madrid and often takes very tyrannical, dictatorial approaches to the language that is mostly spoken in Latin America, that is, by the former colonies. Although in Latin America, there are a number of branches of the Royal Academy. As far as I understand, they have little to no influence whatsoever in what the Academy in Spain decides. It strikes me that in English, the second most important, most popular language in the world, we don't have an equivalent. We don't have a Royal Academy of the English Language in England or in the United States. That is a federally funded institution that dictates how we, the people, should speak, should use the language. In Spanish, unfortunately, we do, and we still have a very submissive approach. What is said and done and ordered in Spain most often is just followed by Latin Americans, even when we are unhappy about it.
Ilan Stavins teaches Latin American and Latino culture at Amherst College in Amherst, Massachusetts. Professor Stavins, enjoy the rest of your holiday.
Thank you, and you do as well.